It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Good morning, Jacksonville, Northeast Florida. Welcome to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. My partner's back, Caddy Mike Krill, the Super Looper partner in crime.
Woo-hoo!
He's able to keep us down the fairway, Chris.
So excited.
Wow.
Woohoo! Well,
don't get him overly excited just yet.
You're not?
That's right.
Yes. I am very happy to be back. Thank you for all the kind thoughts and words that I received. As some people know, I was able to call in last week and mentioned I had a cardiac cath on my heart and had a stent put in my my chest, which, you know, for life-saving purposes, of course, was the main thing. Want to remind people, especially when you get to a certain age, pay attention to what your body's telling you and your symptoms and stuff. As I was kind of joking with Chris, I won't be able to burn the candle at both ends and then light it again like I used
to. So was it those three triple steak burgers you had?
Yeah. Well, no,
for
it
breakfast.
Was, now that I think about it, there was a lot of a breakfast that I came in on.
That's
which
right.
Had like biscuits,
yeah, yeah.
Gravy.
He's
going to
blame the outdoor show for it.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel better. There's going to be some adjustment period and got to take some meds and stuff. But pay attention to what your body's telling you, I guess, is what is the message, the caddy tip I can give everybody out there, especially when you get to be a little older and understand things like family history and stuff like that. You really want to pay attention. So now I look forward to, I'm not sure it's going to help my distance off the tee. I got to get my lesson with the old pro, the golf detective here, coming back. But it's great to be back here. As I tell, as everybody knows, this is one of the most fun things I do every week, is come in here and talk golf with the guys. And I appreciate everybody's support.
Did you talk to your
cardiologist
about that test I told you about? Lipoprotein profile.
Oh. Yes. I didn't, but thank you, because I'm going to talk to him every week for a while now. Yeah.
Yeah, it measures the amount of certain fat molecules,
mm-hmm,
called lipids. It's in your blood, and it definitely targets, you know, that Widowmaker area. So,
Okay.
You know, look it up, folks.
I will. Thank
talk
you.
Talk to your doc about it.
Mm-hmm.
It could save your life. All right. Hey, welcome to the show. We're brought to you each week by Ping Golf. Play your best.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly check out the G425 line. Currently available in your Edwin Watts Golf Shops, one of our other sponsors. Two great locations here in Northeast Florida to take care of all your golfing needs. Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A and Butler, in the back of the Home Depot Plaza. And on the south side, Phillips Highway and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall in the 95 mm-hmm intersection. Right next door is Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles. Stop in to see the Watts Gang's most certified, knowledgeable golfing staff on a golf shop you'll
yes
ever find.
Mm-hmm.
And they're one thing that's
great
for
people.
Sure. They're all about you.
Yes.
Not about just selling you a piece of golf merchandise. Mm-hmm. They're about you. They're your home away from home. So look it up. We're a division of Worldwide Golf. So when you travel, before you hit the road, look it up and see which Worldwide Golf shop
right mm-hmm
is going to be in your local area that you can visit. And guess what? If you shop us, your name's in the system, and they can take care of all your golfing needs.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Caddy Mike and Chris, Ponte Vedra Beach, Edwin Watts Golf Shop offers club rentals. All you have to do is call 904-246-7893.
Beautiful.
Reserve you a set today. Say, hey, by the way, I'm going to reserve a set of the latest, greatest, righty, lefty,
yep,
ladies, men's.
Got a couple people coming in.
And a set
let's
of gloves,
a couple
size medium, mm-hmm, a box of balls, and some tees next to it. I'll be over in 15, 20 minutes because I'm going to play golf. I got a friend from out of town. They didn't bring their clubs. I want to learn what the game's about. I want to see if the new stuff's going to replace
yeah
my old stuff.
Give it
because
a chance, try it.
I understand the Edwin Watts Golf Shops accepts trades.
And another thing about that, every single day, what do we hear? Shane Lowry's golf clubs didn't make it. Jessica Korda's suitcase didn't make it. I mean, traveling and bringing your clubs on airplanes is expensive. it's a hassle, and a lot of times they don't make it. So instead of bringing your clubs, do what Tom is talking about and check out Edwin Watts.
All right. We're also brought to you by Wolf Retirement Navigation. Mm-hmm. And if you're planning ahead for retirement or just retired, look up Wolf Retirement Navigation and find out how they can help you kind of navigate the fairways of life through the golf courses into retirement.
Yeah. Again, custom fitting, just like in golf, custom fitting for your retirement needs. And I recommend that people do it early, you know, like planning. Let's say, you know, if you're thinking about retiring in, you know, when you're 65, you need to be putting a plan together 5 years before that. What kind of assets do I have and all that other kind of stuff. So put a plan together, get a hold of Adam Wolf, and you'll be happy you did. It's going to make a big difference for you once or the quality of life, let's call it, of your retirement.
It'll make a difference, folks. And so I've gone down that road 2 years ago. It's coming up 2 years now, Caddy mm-hmm. Mike, that I hung up the work shoes. Now I'm working a different way.
That's it.
Right?
I love it.
All right. So one of the things I'm doing, folks, is I teach golf over at the University of North Florida Golf Complex. And if you have not been over there to the complex, it's on the property of the University of North Florida. It's called the UNF Golf Complex at the Haight Learning Center, H-A-Y-T, named after Mr. Haight and his family.
Okay.
Okay. If you have any questions, you can obviously contact the facility at 904-620-2050. Fully lit driving range open until 9 o'clock during the week.
Nice.
They have a brand new par 3 9 hole golf course. It is
I'm
beautiful.
Absolutely signed up.
It's a hoot.
I'm pretty sure that's on my rehab list, is to go over there, walk 9 holes, take a few quid off of Tom. Well, maybe that won't happen. But, you know, the thing of it is, I if I play golf with Tom, I don't even mind losing money to him, Chris, because I'm getting like a free playing lesson.
That's right. Smart thinking.
Yes, sir.
So I teach over there, so you can call me at 904-990-3377 or text me there or email golfdetective@yahoo.com. You got Alan Brown, Boots Farley, Bob Matisse, Steve Luckhart, John Mosley, Dan Olson, and Cindy Myers-Walker. So,
you've
got a complete staff
of local golf teachers.
Of the best teaching staff available for all your golfing needs.
Fantastic.
So if you want to learn the game, beginner to expert, look us up, folks. The University of North Florida Golf Complex is a perfect facility to begin or hone or whatever, because every level's available there. And on that par 3 9 hole golf course, with a paying adult, 12 and under plays free.
Beautiful.
So talk about, you know, they want to grow
12
the
and
game.
Under? I just 12 thought and under. My friend Taj is 11 years old. Perfect.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
All right, so a lot going on. We're going to get slide out here to our first break. This morning on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. I'm Tom Neal Pro. Caddy Mike Carreo is back with us on the bag. Chris in the box. We're brought to you by Ping Golf, Wolf Retirement Navigation, University of North Florida Golf Complex, and Edwin Watts Golf Shop. So we'll be right back, folks.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us this morning. Brought to you by Ping Golf. Hey, folks, if you haven't seen the complete product line brought to you by Ping Golf, you're missing the boat. Katie, Mike, I see you got your Ping visor on today.
I do, and it's not just in celebration. Does Ping win like every golf tournament now?
A lot of them back-to-back, right?
We got my girl, Brooke Henderson from Canada, winning the Evian, her second major championship. And your boy, Tony Finau, all of a sudden he goes, oh, you mean if I play good in the last 9 holes or I have a good final round, I can win these tournaments?
If I play good on Sunday, I can win?
I can win these tournaments?
Duh.
25 under last week, right? Winning the Rocket Mortgage, 2 consecutive victories, probably a little over $2 million. And I believe he's getting a couple new putters, right, Tom? A couple new putters in the vault.
Yep, couple of gold
Tony.
Ones.
Got
to put on the white
putters.
Gloves.
Yeah, he had to take the week off, you know, to prepare for the playoffs, but also to put the white gloves on, go in there. Congratulations, Tony. by all accounts, one of the nicest guys on the tour. He's been traveling with his family.
Long time coming.
Yeah, that's it. And that's the thing that, you know, there's a cliche out there, the Masters or whatever tournament starts last day on Sunday. And I've been watching a lot of tournaments the last couple of years, and there's so much, I don't know if I like the word choking, but, you know, there's so much, almost every week, half the players in contention shoot 37, 38 in the back nine or 72, three. You're not going to win. I mean, Rory knows you can't shoot 70 in the last round of the Open Championship and expect to win, even with a four-shot lead going in there. Cam took care of business. One of the greatest rounds I've ever seen, that 64 to win the Open. Very happy for Cam, who lives here. And he may have, did you think he got a, I think he got a new boat after winning the Players, so he may not need another one, but love Cam. But again, like I said, happy for Tony and Ping Golf. Speaking of Ping, I saw a new club for, you know, this average golfers out there. Ping has the great G425 series, Tom, but have you seen this chipper thing?
I have.
Isn't that cool? I mean, you know, because a lot of golfers, and part of the reason is they don't come to you for lesson and practice their short games, but a lot of golfers have difficulty, especially down here, firm turf, Bermuda grass, right? Hitting like a 60-degree wedge off of firm turf or pitching or chipping. This thing, it's like, I mean, you've seen chippers back in the old days, the little chipper. Andy North uses one online, and you can use a putting stroke. I saw this thing, and I said, man, that is really going to be perfect for amateurs, isn't it?
Yep. You know, even some of the pros, if our head wasn't in the clouds all the time, we'd probably have a chipper in our bag.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably an iron in the bag we don't need. And especially, you know, the
there's
pros.
There's half the clubs the pros don't use
when we're
now.
Traveling around courses, we change our bag up each week.
I would think so.
Right? You know, we kind of change the loft on the wedges or grind the bounce a little bit or take one club out and put another one in, et cetera. So this is a club that
everyone
at every level could, if not all the time, currently drop it in the bag and replace a club that they really don't need on a particular golf course.
Yeah. I'll bet you half the players at the Women's Open, AIG Women's Open at Muirfield, what a great course that is, could use one of those for those shots off the green, 100-yard chips and pitches. You use the putting stroke. But I saw that. I'm assuming they will make a left-hand version if they don't already have one.
I believe they do. I was just on the road this past week down in South Florida and visiting all the shops.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I did mess around with the chipper.
Yeah.
It's C-H-I-P, capital R, chip R, chipper. Mm-hmm. Right? Get it? Cool. It's fully engineered for all golfers who, especially if you lack confidence.
Exactly.
If you lack around
touch,
the green.
Feel, but most people can make a putting stroke.
You know, if we're playing in a pro-am, if I'm playing with some amateurs and, you know, we're 10, 20 feet off the green or something, and you got a sand wedge in your hand and there's a lot of green in front of you, I'm going to walk over and take it away from you and stick an 8 or a 7 iron in your hand and tell you, make a putting stroke, get the ball down onto the green, let it run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this club automatically does it. It's basically like a putter. It's got about 37 degrees aloft, so it's kind of between a 9 and a 7 iron.
Gotcha.
It could be an 8 iron.
Sure.
Depending on the manufacturer and their club specifics. But it's the perfect up and down club.
And
it will save you shots,
would
folks.
You use that? And I would like your putting grip, maybe reverse overlap and putting stroke?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the chipping techniques I teach rather strongly is, you know, chipping, all it is a putting stroke with a stronger lofted club.
Yeah, a little longer stroke.
Yeah, you know.
That's it.
You know, so let's while we're on that subject, let's make this the Wolf Retirement Navigation Tip of the Week.
Because we can.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, what do you think?
I'm good with it.
Yeah, well, here we go. Well, you're back there in the office. You could practice this, Chris.
I'll be right on it.
He's, you know, I mean, I know he can multitask, but not –
Not really.
Not that well.
No.
I mean, I can multitask, but how many of those things do you do well?
Listen, I can barely push two buttons at the same time.
That's it. And sometimes he has to push three when we need a delay and so on.
All right, so here's your we're going to talk a little about short game. This will help take this to the course today or this weekend and here in the near future. And you can practice this at home. You know, get you a 7 or 8 iron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bring the club into you so the shaft is more vertical. Not like a normal address position where it's angled out away from you.
Yeah.
So you're almost on top of it like a putter. You know, slide, choke your hands down where your right hand or your low hand, whether your left hand or right hand golf, your low hand is basically just touching the shaft.
Okay.
Just at the end of the grip. Choke it up. Way down. Choke it down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the club's going to be, yes, it's okay that it's sitting a little on the toe.
Right.
It will be. Okay. Now, with your back foot 90 degrees to your target line, square the club up. So it's in a parallel line to your back foot.
Now where
so it's going to look shut.
Yeah, where's your ball position?
Ball position's off the back of the ball will be on the inside instep of the back foot.
The back foot, yes. Okay, okay. That's real important to put the ball back in your stance so that you're contacting the ball first with the club?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, very important. All your weight's going to be 100% on the inside of your front foot.
All right.
Okay.
So you're kind of leaning forward.
That keeps, when the club starts moving, that keeps your spine steady, your center of gravity,
okay,
your belly button. It keeps it in one place. It's not moving back and forth with the club, which you do not want. Then, lastly, and very most important, you can grip it how you want. I would probably recommend in this particular case, because it's going to be like a putting stroke.
Yeah.
Grip it like you grip your putter. Right. Now, most importantly, make sure once you're over the ball and at address that your spine is not leaning backwards away from target.
Right.
It should be vertical, straight up and down, if not a little forward. So your back shoulder is going to be level or a little high.
Because backwards is like a skull producer.
Yeah, you'll chunk it.
Producer.
You'll chunk it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
Now you're there. Just make a putting stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Loft the ball onto the green. So if you're around the fringe of the green, you could use, say, a 5 iron or 6 iron.
Yeah.
And if you, as you move further back, say another 5 or 6 yards, pick a more lofted club because, again, you're going to loft it up enough to carry it over the rough and the trouble to land on the putting surface.
Yeah. Another thing you want to do, you want to read it like a putt.
Yes.
Right? A lot of times they'll just grab that club and say, well, the pin's over there, and they forget that, wait a minute, this slope of this green is going to take this ball 10, 15 feet to the right. Make sure you take that into consideration when you're looking about where you want to land the ball.
Yes, and it's important, folks. Don't get hypnotized by the flag or the hole.
Right.
It's about where you leave the ball for your next shot. Yes, if it goes in a hole, that's the bonus, and you feel great. Mm-hmm. In fact, Jackie, a week ago, chipped two in. First hole in the ninth hole, she chipped two in.
Jackie,
it was awesome.
Woohoo!
All right, it was awesome to watch.
Way to go, Jackie.
Okay. So anyway, it's about the leave.
Yes.
Where do you want the ball to stop? Be when it stops moving.
Yes.
You want it to be where your next shot's easiest, your next putt.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is get it in play in a nice safe spot so you can put the ball in the hole in your next stroke.
Right.
So don't get hypnotized by the flag because once you look at that flag, you're going to be trying to chip it to the hole. You're going to end up in a bad spot. Another thing, B, is make sure, don't be afraid of the hole. And one of the things I see a lot of amateurs do is they're afraid of the hole. If you watch the pros, when they're chipping and all that, most 99% of the time, the ball runs past the hole.
Yep.
Why? Because they're getting a read on the putt coming back.
That's right.
Okay.
They're trying to make them with a decent lie and then getting the read, and they've seen it go past the hole, and maybe it slides a little right. So the next one is uphill, slide, break a little to the left.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is they're paying attention.
Correct. As long as it's not, the hole's not, the, they haven't put the pin in a too severe undulations and it's pretty fair around the hole. You know, be more aggressive and get the ball at least past the hole and watch
like it
go by because you get an early read on the putt coming back. So your percentages of success go way up. So that's your Wolf Retirement Navigation tip of the week.
Great tip.
So go to your local Ed and Watch Golf Shop,
man.
And check out the new Ping Chipper.
Yeah.
You'll want to put it in your bag. It will save you shots. All right.
Fantastic.
All right, Caddy Mike, a lot of stuff going on with LIV. Now, understand, folks, Caddy Mike and I and Chris, we have no opinion on this. These are just discussions.
Riding that fence, baby.
That's it, baby. We're
just
walking
the
line.
Fence.
Okay.
Is it okay if I was really happy that Henrik Stenson won the LIV tournament last week and $4,375,000 after he got unceremoniously dumped by the Ryder Cup.
So I
captainship.
Think you can be happy for him personally.
Yeah,
that is fine.
Mean.
That is fine. That's perfectly has nothing to do with the fence.
Okay,
said
good.
Fence. Yes.
Yeah.
But the about once you start talking about the tournament that he won, then you must get on the fence.
I gotcha. Very good. Thank you very much. I mean, if a lot of people remember Henrik, and he's one of two players who've won a major, the Players, a World Golf Championship, and the Tour Championship, him and that Eldrick guy. But he got swindled. If you look up Henrik Stenson, I don't know if it's like around 2010 or so, out of about $8, $9, $10 million. I think Vijay was involved with this guy too. So he had to almost start over in terms of now. He did, you know, was very admirable. He got better. He won more tournaments. He won more and got his career kind of back on track. So just happy for him in general. And he showed, he certainly played like a captain to win that event at Trump Bedminster last week.
Well, so Tour 54 LIV.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. The PGA Tour is creating a eligibility list to remove suspended players.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. The Tour has now been sued by 11 of the players.
Yeah.
Scheffler or Cam Smith could be player of the year.
Yeah, I would say one of those two. And then, you know, if you think about Scheffler has won four tournaments, including the Masters. Cam has won three tournaments, including the Open Championship, the Players Championship. I would say with the Tour Championship coming up, if either one of those two guys wins, Tom, I'd say that's going to be the guy who's going to win the PGA Tour Player of the Year. Either way, both of them are very happy campers right now.
Right.
And Cam, if you're listening, I just... The claret jug, come on. I'll bring Australian beer, whatever you need. We can go on the boat, and we can drink out of the claret jug together, like a couple of good mates.
Put some Fosters.
That's what us Aussies call each other,
put some
mates.
Fosters in the jug, right?
There you go. Yeah.
All right, there's some interesting text messages that surfaced between your boy Sergio and Mr. Norman. Okay. A lot going on.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Adam Scott tweaked his driver. He went back to more of a 2-wood.
Really?
To kind of get it more confidence back in the driver.
Adam Scott's been playing good as of late. When I see him, I go, wow, I mean, the guy is such a beautiful game. He's such a stylish player. And then he pulls out the broomstick with the thing on the bottom. I go, wow, I just wish he could. But he's putting better with it. But it would be nice if he could still putt way he used to.
You can't putt.
You
can't putt.
With a Scotty Cameron, looks like a ping answer, and just like when he won the Players.
You know,
but anyway,
Davis Love is claiming that golfers could possibly go on a strike.
Yeah, you know the chances of a professional golfer saying, I'm not going to play in the U.S. Open, then I can win.
Yeah, I'll play. I'm like 150th alternate.
There's zero percent chance of that. It doesn't solve anything.
All right.
You know, they're going to cancel it. Yeah, sure they will.
You know, they still, the Tour 54 still has to get a broadcast deal.
Yes.
And then they're talking
about.
They have
broadcasters.
Right.
They got Jerry Foltz. They got Faherty, who did his first tournament last week. They're talking to, probably talking to Gary McCord and others. They'll get a broadcast team. They have, cameras. I think 54 cameras, actually. I think it is. And if you're watching a live event, there's no commercials right now. They say they have no sponsors. That's right. And you get to watch golf for 4 hours instead of four shots, then 5 minutes of commercials, then four shots, two of which were on tape, and then 5 minutes of commercials, then one shot if it's Jordan Spieth hitting it, and then 5 minutes of commercials. They got this thing called Don't Blink, where they'll show like six shots. Boom. Great shot, great shot, great shot. Hole out.
Shank.
It's for the spectators. It's a shotgun start, so you can go out there, get there a little early, and then you spend your 5 hours watching the golf. All the players are on the course. You don't have to watch somebody who tees off at 8 and then somebody tees off at 2. If you want to see both those guys, you kind of have to spend the day out there and do that. That's good. I understand how when you have a shotgun start, Tom and Chris, though, it's like the course is not played in the order it was designed to be played. I mean, you know, you're supposed to finish on 16, 17, 18 at the stadium course. You know, the back nine at Augusta is supposed to be played second, that kind of stuff. So I understand how that would be kind of strange. But it's an option. It's an alternative.
That's it. All right, Chris, I think we got to go to break. Yep. All right, so well, folks, don't go away. You're listening to the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, and we'll be right back. Brought to you by Ping Golf,
Retirement
Navigation, UNF Golf Facility. And Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, where our customers, Edwin Watts Golf, is all about you.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us this morning. You are listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, fastest 18 holes in the world of golf, and we bring you as much as we can about golf in a short amount of time we have. We got Caddy Mike Correo. We got Chris over in the box. And I'm Tom, the old pro. Welcome back, Caddy Mike. Glad
Thank
you're doing
sir.
Well.
Thank you very much.
You got more color in your face.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I lost a few pounds. I wouldn't recommend getting sick.
Not the way to do it, right?
Not the way to do it, but now I've needed to anyway for overall health purposes and stuff. So I get what I would like to refer to it as I'm telling one of my brothers, I feel like a new lease on life. So it's going to cost my Uncle Charles maybe on the unders because he paid me at 50, at 60, and I know he had 70. So it might cost him a few more bucks, but that's okay. It'll be nice to be around for a while.
All right. We got the ladies this week.
Yes.
Muirfield.
They've been 5 weeks in Scotland. They had to see the Scottish men's, the Open at the Old Course, of course. Senior Open, Darren Clark, very happy for him. He's got two jugs now to put Guinness in. The women's Scottish last week. And this week at one of the greatest courses in the world, Muirfield, where the Honorable Company of Edinburgh Golfers started that back in the day.
1744.
No women allowed until not that long ago, not only just be members, but on the course. So they opened it up. They told basically Muirfield, you want to maintain your status in the rotation, the rota, as they call it. The last men's open was won there by Phil Mickelson in 2013. But what a great course. I love that course. And what a nice leaderboard we got, Tom. You got the leaderboard there?
I do. Okay. N.G. Chun.
N.G. Chun, who just won the LPGA after Lexi, kind of doing great. She's won that tournament.
We got Andrea Lee is three shots back. So we got a one-shot lead at 8-under. We got Madeline Sagstrom.
Yes.
Now, there's an up-and-comer.
How's N.B. Park doing? She was 6-under, seven-time major champion, Olympic gold medalist. Hasn't been playing so great lately, but the way she putts, man. She's one
Lights
of the best
out.
Putters, men or women, I've ever seen.
I'm suspecting as consistent as she's playing, she'll probably be in the top. She'll be either tied or one shot back after today.
Okay.
She's playing very, very, very well.
Yeah. What's the weather condition look like, do they say?
It's all
probably
good.
A little breezy.
Right now, a little breezy, a little good, a little
Which
cloud
is
cover.
Scotland.
So it's
welcome
perfect.
To Scotland. You just have it's to perfect. Play the course, a links course, avoid the bunkers, just like any other links course. But it's really cool watching the ladies play.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Rose Zhang.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amateur player. Only
well,
six back. Okay.
She's sort of an amateur.
Well, I know. When's an amateur not an amateur anymore, right?
When they get the nil deal from Adidas and so on. But that's all right. That's an issue for Mike Wan down the road. But, yeah, she's a tremendous player, that's for sure.
All right. Hey, we got a caller in today. Chris, I can't cue him up. Can you bring him in? Dave, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I got an old mirror filled watching the ladies play it. I have to admit, I don't recognize any of the names. I did see Laura Davies was playing in it earlier in the week, and I don't believe she made the cut. But I guess you guys remember her, right?
Of course.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Dame Laura Davies.
Yeah, Kitty, right.
Dame Laura Davies, yes.
Well, or anyways, yeah, don't you just love seeing golf now being, now they're bringing in the sharks, as in, i.e., the attorneys?
No, I don't like it at all.
No, I don't know. I'm like, this is what it's come to.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just golf being, it was kind of a respite for me, because all the other sports, there seems to be so much more going on. Negativity outside the lines. You know, look at what the headlines are. It's got nothing to do with the games and the sports that people grew up loving as kids. And golf is kind of one of those ones that was always kind of, you can always count on golf. And now it's in the main news, and the mainstream media's got a hold of it, and they're negative 90% of the time. So it's unfortunate. So it'll play itself out over time, and that's, I'm just going to try and not be stressed.
Let's see. I'm still not convinced that the 54-hole format with no cut is going to – but we'll see. Well, I think the PGA Tour is going to be fun. It's going to be around for – forever.
Yeah,
it's not going
anywhere.
Well, it'd be interesting to see that, you know, down the road, because I picked up word when I was in South Florida that possibly Tour 54 Live down the road could kick into a 72-hole tournament.
We'll see.
Well, if they get more players, that, let's say they had 70 players instead of, or something like that, I suppose something they could do.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the PGA Tour found another couple $100 million lying around all of a sudden.
That they could have been paying players.
Well, I read somewhere, Dave, where the number one money winner on the PGA Tour last year, whatever it was, $15 million, would have been 122nd in the NFL or the NBA.
Yeah, Major League Baseball. Known that.
And they pay all their expenses. And if they don't play good, they miss the cut and lose money. I mean, do the losing players on the Jaguars not get paid that day? I don't think so.
Right. There is a legitimate point about the cost.
There is a legitimate point about that.
I get that. And I know that, you know, you can sit on the bench in the NBA all the whole season and make $5, $6, $7 million.
Yes, you can.
You know, so, one quick thing, too. Did you see the Liv story about John Daly?
I saw where JD and he would sign up in a second, but Norman, what was the thing? He's past his prime, he's too old or something?
Well, he admitted that he was begging Greg Norman to get him on there. And I've got one word for that. And I like John, okay? Mm-hmm. I think John Daly could have been. He has so much talent, man.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
correct.
You guys know that.
I do.
But he blew it on booze and gambling, and you like the guy because he makes his own road in life. You know,
that's right.
But at the same time, I looked up his net worth, and I don't know how these things are on the internet, but they're probably pretty close. And it said $2 million. I mean, he could have been but there's only one word I can think of about him begging to get on there, and that's kind of is pathetic. I hate to say that about John, but he's what is he, 53 now or so, something at least?
And looks 70.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't won a tournament. Last one I can remember, did he win San Diego back 20 years ago or so at Torrey Pines?
He did, 2004, I believe.
Something like that, yeah. And I just thought it was kind of
sad. That's all right. Little JD's going to come up, and he's going to take care of the old man.
Yeah, well, maybe so, you know, but golf, you can be damn good in golf and still not get there. You guys have seen that.
Yep. All right, brother.
Anyway, that's all I got. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Dave, you too. Yeah. John Daly wants to, he says, I'll even show up and I'll be the entertainment.
He could play 54 holes.
Can he
ride a cart?
He says, I'll bring the entertainment.
Yeah.
So, you know, he wants a piece of the action.
The fans would love it. There's no question.
Well, Liv is, I think they're talking about a 14-event series.
I think so. Next year, that's the plan.
So they're up in the ante.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of four-player team series, which, you know, We've talked about it. That could it be more like a NASCAR where you got four golfers on a team and one of them gets out in front, so the other three do things to keep him out in front?
I don't. You can't really
do that.
You can't play defense in golf, and they don't like in NASCAR. There's no at the end of the race, the four players who have the best cumulative, lowest cumulative finishing,
right.
They don't say, okay, we're going to give you X amount of dollars. That's not the live thing is their total score. I mean, they finish like, for instance, four aces, which is DJ and Patrick Reed. I want to say Taylor Gooch and my buddy, Pat Perez, who he's finished like, 30th, 29th, but he's been on the winning team the last 2 weeks, and he's made like $3 million in 3 weeks. He goes, there's the incentive. Nice.
See, I think the team thing is kind of cool to keep you in the mix because
it does.
Because, when you know it's out of reach in a regular event.
Yes.
Yeah, it's whether it's a conscious decision or a subconscious subtle thing, you kind of lose momentum mentally.
Yeah.
But if you know that your team is still crushing it.
Yep. And if you bury the last two holes, that can help
you're
the team
make a
win.
You're going to make a difference. It's going to keep you in the game.
Absolutely.
And it's going to and for the tournament, then Tour 54 gets better footage.
Yeah.
As a result, because they're seeing great golf all the way across the board because of the team element.
Yeah.
I like the team thing.
Yeah, and they're starting to adjust, starting to get fans, and they have little clicks is the wrong word. Like you got four Spanish speaking guys together. Sergio is captain. He's got Ortiz and Answer, another guy whose name I forget. The South Africans, kind of same team. Majestics is, well, in this case, it was Henrik and three Brits: Westwood, Poulter, Sam Horsfield. And they're eating together, they're staying together, everybody tees off at the same time. So you're having more camaraderie, whereas the PGA Tour is 150 individuals who are out there to beat your brains out and stay with their team and stick to the process.
I don't think you ought to
take it one shot at a time and all the other cliches.
I think
you
ought to do a
use.
Scramble.
Now there's where you need JD.
Right. I think they ought to do a scramble for a tournament.
That would be awesome.
Everybody puts together their team.
Your team. And you play as your team. Shotgun start scramble. Sounds like a great fundraiser.
I love it.
Three-day scramble.
See, here's what I think they should also add. I think that they should also wear the same
uniforms.
They should all be like tight wrestling gear. And they should all come out to wrestling entrance music.
Wearing a little mask.
They can
wear the mask.
Have like luchadors. And that's right.
There you go.
Or their caddy, or the caddies could dress up like clowns and carry the bag. Right?
Why not? I know some caddies who act like clowns.
And while the guys are putting, the caddy could be over there juggling. Right?
There you go. A little rock and roll.
All right.
Yeah,
We're just having a little fun.
Fun times.
Little fun.
Tour
All right.
54, baby.
At Tour 54. All right.
That's it.
PGA Tour this week.
Yes.
All right. Wyndham Championship, Greensboro. All right.
Yes. The last tournament to qualify for the top 125, make the playoffs, and more importantly for some of these guys, retain that full-time PGA Tour card for next year. So, a lot you might watch this say, well, I don't know, I'm not familiar with this guy or that guy or the other guy. You'd want to talk about serious pressure. And there's guys like they missed the cut, our boy, we keep hoping Ricky's going to find his game, but he said apparently he has an exemption for next year for some reason, a tournament he won or something like that. But a lot of these guys that are on what they call the bubble, every stroke counts this week. So good luck to all of them. We see Brandon Wu, Tom Kim. Tom Kim, just real quick, his first hole he played, he made a quadruple bogey 8. First hole on Thursday, which is a snowman. he played the next 17 holes 7 under par with no bogeys. Shot 64 yesterday, so now he's in first place. You talk about having to just put that out of your head, you know, just say, hey, look.
You got to golf your ball.
I got to golf your ball. Most people could have shot 80, you know, and just said, well, you know, that's the way it goes.
Here's the thing. You don't want to have to go back to Q school.
Yes.
Because it's brutal, especially now with how the Corn Fairy has developed,
yeah,
and these guys coming
program.
Up. It's not like, well, I don't have to play stage one. I'm already exempt into stage two, but
yeah.
you don't want to be there.
Right.
Okay. So I find this interesting because I like this time of year because now you start to see these guys that have been lollygagging out on tour all year. Mm-hmm. They got to step up and play hard because they know they don't want to go back to Q school.
That's right. And then there's added pressure, and how do you deal with it?
And here's a guy that always kind of does this each year, Ryan Moore. Here's a guy that can play some serious golf that should be in contention at least once a month, if not twice a month out there. And
this great
all
golf
of a sudden, here he
good.
Is. Yep. Right? He didn't just find the magic. The guy can play when he wants to.
Right.
And guess what? He's tied at 9 under. So don't be shocked if he wins or finishes in the top 5. Okay? All right. We got to go break. All right.
Got to go break.
Here on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio, brought to you by Ping Golf.
Play your best.
Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 9-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Wolf Retirement Navigation and University of North Florida Golf Complex. We'll be right back.
Live on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, we're back. Real quick, folks. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Ping Golf, Play Your Best, Wolf Retirement Navigation, helping you find the financial fairways into retirement down the golf courses of life, Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, where they're all about you, and University of North Florida Golf Complex. And hey, Caddy Mike, Chris, what's a barky?
A barky?
What's a barky?
It's a small dog, like
a
Toto.
A shot that you made par after hitting a tree.
Yeah, so.
Or birdie.
I think, or a savvy. That's right.
Sometimes.
When one of your shots strikes a tree and you still make par on the hole, you have a barkey. Okay, so I think you ought to make that part of your foursome bet. Everybody, when you hit a tree and you make a par on a hole, put a mark down under B and see who everybody pays the most barkeys. Everybody gets a quarter.
That's the kind of bet I can win.
Caddy Mike, what's in the corner?
If you want to go see the World Golf Hall of Fame while still in St. Augustine, please do so. It's going to be moving to Pinehurst, North Carolina, where it actually started 50 years ago. After the 2024 U.S. Open at Pinehurst, they're going to hold the new induction class up there. But in local golf, congratulations, big congratulations. We have so many great juniors down here, Tom. Caitlin Schrader, yes, won the Junior Girls PGA Championship.
Sweet.
Yesterday. Caitlin, daughter of the golf coach at UNF, one of the best junior golfers in the country, clearly. And super congratulations to her. It takes a lot of hard work. These junior kids, these golfers, they work really hard. And she's a great gal, too. So that's awesome for her. Probably get her exemptions into some of these other tournaments. So good for her.
Awesome. Way to go. Thank you, Scott, for the support. Hey, folks, look, if you have a junior golfer, support them. You know, put the whip away. Don't overdrive them.
Encourage
You'll burn them out.
To
Encourage
take that
them.
To put the phone down and then go outside. Get off the concrete. Practice. Play. Meet new friends. It's an awesome game, and it'd be a great game for life, too.
Hey, I'd like to congratulate one of my students, new to the game, freshman at one of the high schools in town, wanted to make the golf team.
Mm-hmm.
She made the golf team.
She just started.
Yeah, she played in her first tournament, became runner-up in her very first tournament ever.
Wow.
Then she just made the golf team at Stanton, so congratulations.
Congratulations.
Awesome, keep up
Tom.
The good work. At juniors, it takes work. The instructor can provide the information to you, but you got to put in the elbow grease. All right, so we got to go. Thanks for joining us this week on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Welcome back, Caddy Mike, Super Looper. We got Chris. Thanks for everything you do. And I'm Tom the Old Pro, and we will see you all down the fairway.